Chapter number 3, 2 Timothy chapter number 3. I won't be long tonight, and I'll try to get you out of here. And I was a little long this morning, there were some folks getting some help. And I do appreciate the service this morning. This is one of those services where nobody got saved, but you just know that God was there and that he was helping some folks, and I'm going to just trust him for that. But I am thankful for you allowing it to happen, and because there's many churches that would have vexed the spirit and, boy, quenched the spirit. We have flat just had a day of it in the Lord this morning, and I sure am looking forward to what he'll do tonight, all right? If you found 2 Timothy chapter number 3, I want you to say amen with me, all right? And we'll start reading. Let me just read the chapter, if that's all right with y'all, and because we'll be all around it and in it and taking our text from it. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent," that means no self-control, "fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady," which means corrupt, "high-minded," which means arrogant, "lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness," having a form of godliness. I'm going to say it again, having a form of godliness. I better not. "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such," the Bible says, "turn away." I ain't preaching right there, but I want to stay right there. "From such, turn away." You better be careful. You better be careful what you're hanging out with. Better be careful what you're learning your Bible from, who you're learning your Bible from. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, a drunk ain't who you need to be learning your Bible from. Is everybody all right? The Bible goes on. It says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus," say this with me, "shall suffer persecution." Don't believe everything they say on TV. Is everybody with me? Better be careful what you're listening to on the TV too. All right. Don't be listening. Don't listen to everything they got to say on TV. "All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Listen right here. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." I love this passage of scripture, which I love all the Bible. Somebody say amen right there. I do have my favorites in different places, but this is one that's encouraging. This is a letter that is written to Timothy. This is a letter that's written by Paul and written while he was in prison. As Paul is nearing the end of his life, there are some things that Paul is wanting to see done. There are some things that Paul is wanting to pass on. There's some encouragement that Paul is wanting to give a young preacher in Timothy, a preacher that Paul had led to the Lord, a preacher that Paul had discipled, a preacher that Paul had invested time in. And Paul, as he looked at mankind and he seen how evil they were becoming, he knew that there would be a battle for Timothy. He knew that there was going to be more of a battle in Timothy's ministry than was probably in his ministry. As he looked at how men were getting worse and worse, he knew that Timothy was going to have to stay with the stuff. Somebody help me right here. If it was going to get done, it was going to get done by men and women who stayed with the stuff, who continued on in the things that they were taught. Not somebody that turns coat and runs. Not somebody that bellies up and gives up. Not somebody that doesn't want to get involved or get their hands dirty. If this thing's going to go on, if Calvary Baptist Church is going to go on, if our faith is going to go on, everyone in this building is going to have to continue on in the faith. I'm looking at this passage of scripture and thinking about the new year and thinking about what we've been through in 2017. I normally and generally I like to have a leadership meeting. I have no idea how we're going to fit that in this year, as we've already got so many things lined up already for the first few months. God has been good and is being good to our church, but I want to challenge us tonight to keep moving forward. I want to challenge you tonight to keep moving forward. Paul told Timothy right here in chapter number 3, continue thou, but continue thou. Are things getting worse? You bet they are. Is people getting worse? You bet they are. Circumstances getting worse? I can guarantee it is. But God, you and I have a command, and we'll get to that here shortly, to continue on. And I want us to keep moving forward. As I looked at this thing, I'm going to give you 3 points and we'll get out of here. I want you to notice, number one, the character of the people. The character of the people. The Bible says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And I won't read the rest of that, because the rest of that all goes back to men being lovers of their own selves. Matter of fact, if you took all the things that are listed here from verse number 2 all the way down to verse number 6 and 7, if you take every one of those, it can be traced right back and point right back to the very first thing that was said, and that's that men shall be lovers of their own selves. We live in a day and time where people are more concerned about themselves than they are anything else in this world. People are more concerned about how they look, how they talk, how they dress, how everything else in the world goes, than to worry about somebody that's needing the gospel. We have got people right now that are turning. You can look in the national news, you can follow it on Fox, wherever you look in the news, you cannot help but see that this world is getting worse and worse. And I can say this, we look at it from a national standpoint, we look at it on the news and say, them people in California is crazy. Somebody help me right there. Them people in Atlanta, they're crazy. Them people in New York, they're crazy. Them people over here and over there, we name it like it's just going on in the big cities. But can I say, that same mentality is creeping into the small town America. And you and I are being outnumbered. We are living in a world where people are more worried about themselves than they are anything else. And this world is getting worse and worse. Now, I didn't tell you that so we can get mad about it. I didn't tell you that so we can get mad about them. I'm telling you that so you can recognize it. I'm telling you that so you'll understand it. I'm telling you that so you know that we still have a need for compassion. Every person that walks through them doors, they may be different than what we are. They grew up in a different generation than what we grew up in. That does not change the fact that they're still a soul. That does not change the fact that they're included in John chapter number 3 and verse number 16, where it says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Not that some may be saved, but that all may be saved. Not that a select few may be saved, but that all may be saved. And there's going to be people that walk into our doors that ain't like us. They don't look like us, don't dress like us, don't talk like us, don't act like us. That does not mean that they're any less important to God. We got to keep moving forward. Is everybody with me? We got to keep moving forward. Today, as I look out, I think about the people that's been here to this church. We've had all kind. We've had folks that's walked in here, living in adultery, get saved right here. I married them in my doggone office. I mean, God has been good. God is just, he's worked. There's been folks that's coming in here with drug addiction to get saved, and now they're serving the Lord. Folks that come in here, drunks and alcoholics, that gotten saved and serving the Lord. Can I say this? It's not going to get any easier. I'm glad. Listen, the days of people walking into the church already made disciples is not happening anymore. Most of the people that you and I are going to reach, most of the people that the church is going to reach, are those that are downtrodden, those that are at rock bottom, those that are having struggles in their life. Those are the folks that we're going to reach. I need some help right here. We'll let the other churches reach those in suits. We'll let the other churches reach those in ties. I'm interested in those that got a hangover from last night. I'm interested in the ones that needed the most. I need somebody to help me right here. Somebody got all their stuff together. They don't need the Lord. I want somebody in here. I want somebody in here that needs him. And I'm just telling you, the character of people is declining. And we can't get, listen to me. How many churches do you know? How many, don't say it out loud, but how many churches do you know they used to be effective in reaching people in the community? But now it's almost as if people in the community ain't welcome in the church. And if we're not careful, we'll get to that state right here in our church. You got to understand the character of the people. Their influence is the world. Their influence is the world, what they see on TV, what they're being taught. We're trying to change a culture. And the fact of the matter is the TV's already changed our culture. You won't find a TV show where you don't have all kind of stuff going on. You'll find a TV show, there'll always be a homosexual on it. You won't find a TV show without a homosexual on it anymore. There'll always be a relationship that shouldn't be going on. There'll always be some married couple that's messing around behind somebody's back. There'll always be somebody that's having sex out of wedlock. Why? They're indoctrinating that mess into our kids. And us too. We've done accepted it. We've accepted it as the norm. People walk around dressed like a woman, and we say that they have a right to do that. If they're not a woman, they don't need to be dressed like. I need somebody to say amen. Quit putting girly clothes on your boys. Quit letting them wear skinny jeans. Praise God. Somebody slap the mess out of them, put a pair of overalls on them, make them be a boy. I need somebody to help me. Throw them out there and make them play football. Quit taking them to the soccer. Quit letting them play soccer. Kick a ball around with a bunch of girls. Go out there and get football and get your head knocked off. I need some help. Y'all quit whining, bunch of women. All my single mamas are going, no. It didn't hurt me. It didn't hurt me. I say things 25 times over and over again because of all the concussion, but it didn't hurt me. Amen. Man, we have a bunch of effeminate boys running around. We got girls wanting to be boys. Hey, we never had no girl wanting to play football with us. I need somebody to help me right there. There was never a girl that wanted to play football with us. If she did, it wasn't very long, and she didn't want to be on that field anymore. Is everybody all right? Somebody going to get mad at me right there. But I'm telling you, their influence is this world. And they're being told how marriage is supposed to work, and how they're being told marriage is supposed to work is that you go and you live together and try it out for a few months or a few years and see how it's going to work out. And then we wonder why. Divorce rate is the way it is. We tell our children, you can drink alcohol as long as you drink it with me, but don't drink it anywhere else. Or we tell our children, no, you can't have any alcohol, and then they sit there and watch us drink it. I need some help. Tell somebody, I'd never forget, my mom and daddy telling me not to smoke the whole time my daddy's smoking 2 packs a day. That worked out good. Somebody help me right there. Say, well, you ain't old enough to smoke. If it ain't, listen to me. Don't get me started on that. They're being influenced by the world. They're being told what to believe, and they're going to walk in here with that influence. They're ignorant. They ain't got a clue. You know, we take for granted that people know about it. We take for granted, because we live in the Bible Belt, we take for granted that people know Bible. Somebody walks in here, and they don't look like us, dress like us, talk like us, and all of a sudden we get upset. I need some help right here. I've had people come to me and complain about the way a woman dressed on her first visit to our church. Don't get quiet. Everybody know who it is. Come up here and complain about somebody that come into church and act as if they should know better than to do this and do that and do this other. Oh, I need some help. They're ignorant. They don't know no better. A lot of these people ain't even been in. A lot of these people ain't even been in church for in their life. And I walked into a church that accepts them. I walk into a church that they say, "Hey, you can feel the Lord here." Boy, I love that testimony about our church. Their influence, their ignorance, their issue. Their issue is if they're going to be reached, it's going to have to be by us. I need somebody to help me right here. If these folks are going to be reached, it's going to have to be by us because other churches ain't going to accept them. There's other churches that ain't going to let them in. There's other churches that ain't going to accept them and say, "Hey, we want to help you." We're living in a... I was telling in that class, I told them, I said, the shame of all of it, I ain't got a contemporary bone in my body. I don't have a contemporary bone in my body. But I say this about the contemporary churches. They know how to reach people. And they're doing a better job at reaching people than what we are. They're doing a better job of reaching people than what the independent fundamental Baptists are. And they want to say, and their claim is, as narrow is the way. Narrow is the way, which means that we're only going to let a few Christians in. I need some help. These other things, these contemporary churches and everything, they're reaching out to people where they are and where they're hurting. If there's one thing that I want to do, I want to reach people where they are and where they are hurting. I told them I'm going to teach this divorce class. I'm going to teach it here. We might rename it. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do our best to reach people that are hurting and give them something. Give them some kind of material. Give them some kind of Bible to help them get through their issues and their problems. But we're not going to be able to listen to them. We ain't going to keep moving forward if we just stay where we're at. We're going to have to move forward. We're going to move forward. We ain't never going to do anything. This church ain't never going to change. We ain't never going to see people grow, the growth continue, if you and I don't keep moving forward. We see the character of the people. Number two, I see the certainty of persecutions. Boy, if 2017 didn't teach us anything, it should have taught us this. Persecutions will come. I have fought like I don't know what. And battled. I know that you know this, and I know that some of you have picked up on it. Some of you know what I've gone through, and some of you know what's been said and what's been done. People in this church have been reached out to by somebody outside of our church and tried to get them, or tried to pull them away from our church. We have been under persecution. And here's the thing. I was upset about it. I wanted to hurt somebody. I ain't gonna lie about it. I was upset about it. I had a hard time dealing with it. But here's the thing. The Bible says this. Yea and all. Y'all say this with me. All. All. Put that verse up there. Verse number 12, if you will, Miss Jenny. The Bible says, yea and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall. Doesn't say might. Doesn't say there's a possibility of it. It doesn't say there's a small chance of it. The Bible says that if you do right, you're going to suffer persecution. Are you hearing me right now? I want everybody to hear me right now. If you do right, you're going to suffer persecution. If you think that you're just going to go through the Christian life and ain't nothing going to change, you just, everything's going to be great, your whole life is going to be wonderful, you're going to get all the promotions, all the money, all the increase in pay, all the everything's going to, every pot of gold is going to come your way and all that, you're wrong. Somebody help me right here. There's a certainty of persecution. I notice the sphere of it. It says all of us. Not just me. You've gotten to witness how I went through it, and I ain't going to say that I did good with it. I still struggle with it. I still have my days and my moments. And not only the sphere of it, but the source. The source of it. It comes from within, and it comes from without. It started within. I had a man that he was very he tried to insert himself into everything. Told people that he was a leadership here at the church. He was never leadership. Never one time was he leadership. Never one time. Just because a man prays in this church don't mean he's leadership. Never one time was he leadership. Run around telling everybody his leadership and then turn around, I mean, stab me in the back, lied, all kind of mess. To the point now, I'm talking about from within. Then when he left, he come back and he took more members with him. And then got them members, them little old sweet little old people. Started messaging people in our church and trying to get them to leave our church. Them sweet little old people. From within. Won't even look at me. Are y'all hearing me? Let me tell you about how good they're doing. Let me tell you about how right they're doing. Won't even look at me. I was sitting in breakfast with somebody, with a man in this church, and they come walking in, and one of them come up, the wife tapped me on the shoulder, said hello. The husband wouldn't even hardly speak to me. The other one that started it all, the drunk, he come walking in and seen me sitting there and walked all the way around the edge of the restaurant to avoid coming by your preacher. I'll tell you something. I might say something bad about somebody, but I'll say it to their face. I need somebody to help me right here. He's a punk. He run his mouth about me, and then he wants to run around and dodge me like a little girl. Quit driving by this church. He takes a road out of the foyer and still running his mouth about me. He's done it all over this place, all over Lowndes County. He's run his mouth. People come to me at the golf course, say, tell me, is this going on at your church? I know who told you that. Is everybody all right? Persecutions will come. But it was wonderful. As mad as I was about the whole situation, God was just a-working. And next thing I know, a bar was bought. And all of a sudden, Jesus was thrown out the window so that somebody could manage the bar. And then when that didn't work out, when all of the staff walked out on him, he picked back up the Bible and wanted to go preaching again. Is everybody all right? Let me. Is everybody okay? Say, preacher, you ought not be talking about that. I've heard enough talk. I've just heard enough talk. The Bible says this, but they shall proceed no farther, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Persecutions are going to come. They're going to come to us all. They're going to come to this church. They're going to come to this preacher. They're going to come to you. But we got to continue. We see the character of people. Let me say this before I move on. This is the illustration I want to give you tonight. A kite. I know I've used this illustration before in another sermon, but it just bears repeating that a kite soars higher the more opposition it has. I need somebody to help me right here. You'll never get up a kite. You'll never get a kite up in the air if you're running with the wind. It's going to have some opposition. And the more opposition that it has, the higher it flies. Let me say this. Opposition and persecution ain't fun, but it tends to get us closer to Him. It tends to get us closer to Him. Because the more opposition, the higher we look. The more opposition, the higher we go. We see the character of people. Let me ask you this question. Are the certainty of persecution, let me ask you this question. What will you have to endure this year? And how high will it take you? Lastly, and I'm done, the command to progress. Through all of this, Paul tells him about the people he's going to have to deal with. Paul tells him about the persecutions that he's going to have to go through. And Paul tells him, you must go on. He says, but continue. Thou. He says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, and knowing of whom thou hast learned them. I think this year, 2018, you and I need to keep moving forward. We need to continue in the doctrines that we know, to be true. Somebody help me right here. We don't need to change our doctrine so that we can get more people in the church. That ain't what I'm talking about when I say let's reach people where they are and how they're hurt. That is not what I'm talking about. We ain't got to change our doctrines to do that. We need to continue on in the things which we know to be truth and what we believe. We also need to continue on in our relationships, not only with each other, but with the Lord. We need to continue on with our relationship. The Bible says this in verse number 14, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. I'm thankful today. I don't serve a man. I need somebody to help me right here. And I have access to the throne room. I don't have to go through a priest. I can have a relationship with God to take me as far as I want it to go as long as I'm willing to participate in that relationship. We need to continue in our doctrines. We need to continue in our relationship. We need to continue in Scripture. A lot of people getting away from Bible. Somebody help me right here. We don't need to get away from Bible. We don't need to get away from this Bible. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Amen. Can I say this? I trust with all my heart that what I hold is the infallible Word of God. Amen. If I didn't believe that, I'd change Bibles. And if I changed Bibles, I'd make sure I knew why I believed that. Is everybody all right? We live in a day and time where everybody and their mama wants to put out a new Bible and charge you for it. Let God be God. If God ain't big enough, hey, if God ain't big enough to preserve the English Bible, then we got problems. Lord help, have faith. Everybody looking for something new. Brother Robbie, there was more books in the Bible. Well, obviously God doesn't want us to have them or we'd have them still. Is everybody all right? It ain't changing nothing. God's given us all we got. I need somebody to help me right here. God's given us all we're going to get. If you're looking for some new revelation, you're not going to get it. The revelation has been given. It's over. It's done. It's through. We're waiting on the trumpet to sound and Christ to come back in the air. And we checking out of here. Somebody asked me, what's going to happen at this point in Revelation? I don't care. Because I'm going to be gone. Somebody say amen. I'll teach it to the best of my ability on what God has given me in Scripture. But past that, I'm not going to be here. And I would suggest that you get saved so you ain't either. Amen. The command to progress, to continue in our doctrines, to continue in our relationship, to continue in Scripture. Listen to me right here, continue in evangelism. Yes. Lord help, just because people are getting worse doesn't mean that we need to stop witnessing. This church has grown and this church has been blessed, but it has been blessed because of your participation. Amen. Are you hearing me? Man, this church, when we started off, let me tell you how the church grows. I don't grow the church. I need somebody to help me. I don't grow the church. It ain't my responsibility is to feed the church. Church growth comes from you. When you tell somebody else about Jesus, you witness to them. If you don't witness to them, you bring them to church. Whatever you got to do. This is one of the things that I feel like we fell off in here lately. There was a time where when it come to a Sunday morning, we'd have anywhere from 10, possibly 15 visitors visiting our church on a Sunday morning. And now that's dropped off considerably. I get it. Things are getting worse. But we can't lose our enthusiasm about what God is doing in our lives and here at this church. Where else are they going to go? I need somebody to help me right there. Where else are they going to go? Where else are they going to go where they're going to get sound teaching? Where else are they going to go where they're going to get the gospel preached nearly every time we walk through the doors? Where else are they going to go that the presence of God? I ain't talking about all this right here. I'm talking about feeling the presence of God. I'm talking about feeling the presence of God in the hymn singing. I'm talking about feeling the presence of God when you walk through the door. I ain't talking about feeling the presence of God while the rock music is playing. I ain't talking about walking out the back doors after the band's played and the preacher gets up. I'm talking about feeling the Holy Spirit throughout the sermon, in the invitation. Where are they going to get that? Man, we got something special here. We got something special here. But if we're not careful, we'll get complacent and we'll stay right where we're at. I don't know about y'all, but I want to continue on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I want to keep moving forward. Because if you're not progressing, you're regressing. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards in this day and time. Time's going, it's going way too fast for us to stop, pause, take a break. We got to keep moving forward. We have a command to progress. Tonight, my question is this. Will you move forward with me and Calvary Baptist Church this year? Heads bowed, eyes closed. Dalton, go to the piano. Let's find our way around the altar tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, I thank you, Lord, for our church. I thank you for our services today. God, you've been so good to us. Lord, you've blessed us, Lord, in the Sunday school hour and the 11 o'clock hour. God, we've seen lives change, souls touched. Lord, I thank you for those that were here with us, those that have been able to be with us, visitors. God, tonight you did it again. Lord, I thank you. Lord, for the people that I get to serve with, God, may we be reminded of who we are to reach. God, we're not picking and choosing. And Lord, I hope I didn't come across that way, Lord. We want the gospel to get to whosoever. God, we want to reach our community. We want to reach those that are hurting. I want to reach those that are hurting. Those that need you. God, I pray, Lord, that you direct our paths to those folks. God, help us, Lord, to do our part in reaching our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria, our uttermost. God, I pray that you'd strengthen us, Lord, through our persecutions. Lord, I thank you for the kite. I thank you for the illustration. God, this past year has been rough. It's been difficult, Lord. There's been times where I've been very discouraged. There's been people that I thought would stand by me, Lord, that have stabbed me in the back. Lord, there's been things that's been said about this church that is untrue. Lord, there's been things that have been said about the people of this church. God, may we recognize that persecutions are going to come. There's going to be some more in 2018. There's going to be somebody else. God, I pray, Lord, that we continue on. Lord, I pray that we be real careful not to get so caught up in it that we lose the vision of 2018. Purpose. God, that's reaching more people. Persecutions hurt. Persecutions delay. They hinder. They obstruct. God, let us, Lord, break the barriers. Go through the obstacles and continue on. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd ground our membership. Lord, we have so many classes and so many things available, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you'd inspire, Lord, that you'd motivate, stir up among our people a desire to learn more about you, more about your word, and Lord, to serve in a great capacity, a greater capacity maybe than what they are. God, will be sure to give you all the honor and glory for it. Lord, I'm looking forward to 2018. I'm ready to see this church move forward, continue on. Lord, we ask your blessings in doing so. We love you tonight, Lord, and thank you for all your many blessings. Too many to count. God, we thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.